Los gobiernos no lo hacen. ¿Por qué nosotros sí? Hablan del pueblo y del proletariado y yo de los tontos y los peleles que vienen a ser lo mismo.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 137. We're still doing this for some reason. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Gruntfreepress.com is the official website. It represents all that we stand for meaning it's a stagnant piece of shit that just takes up space. And yeah, that's how we roll. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You can use it if you don't want to hear about Castlevania games every week, maybe. Maybe send some feedback. Otherwise, I'm going to assume that's what you tune in for. Because, this is the Halloween spooktacular, after all. That's a year-long thing around here. So, boo. I like the issue a correction up front about Castlevania, of course. Last week, I erroneously reported that Simon's Quest was an updated version of the MSX game Vampire Killer. Because that's what I read online somewhere. I think it was Wikipedia, I believe. Just going through, looking up. I was just looking up what the next Castlevania is, like in order, like chronologically. And yeah, I stumbled across that little nugget there. Okay, on Castlevania 2 was a, or Simon's Quest was a, remake or like a update of Vampire Killer. I just kind of took the word for it. It seemed to make sense at the time. Just sure, why not? You know, why Simon's Quest is so different. Would have taken couple seconds to fucking fact check that and just, you know, watch a short video of somebody's playthrough of a Vampire Killer. Yeah, that's what I decided to do after the fact, you know, after I recorded that last week. And yeah, that's turns out to be incorrect information. I'm watching it, and Vampire Killer is more of a remix of the NES original Castlevania game than anything. It looks almost identical. There's a lot of the stages just very, very similar, like almost some cases like screen by screen, almost identical to the first Castlevania. They just made it more maze like, where you have to run around and get like keys and shit to open doors, and you're backtracking all over the level. So I get a key on the screen, I got to move up five screens, and fucking there's a locked door you gotta use the key on and shit. In that respect, like the exploration aspect of it, it's kind of an inspiration for Simon's Quest, you could say, maybe, just because of that, because you're going all over the place and the screens are scrolling, and you know, like level by level, like the levels are big and they're kind of open. You could say, but that's pushing it. I was expecting to look at the video, and it's like, oh, so you get like the towns and shit and people, NPCs you're talking to. There are a couple like old guys there you can talk to and shit, but again, it's pushing it. I mean, it's just more of a complicated original Castlevania. And the graphics are actually a little bit better than what's on the NES, but it's not something I'm looking at the playthrough. I'm like, that's not something I'd want to sit down and play. It's like, yeah, slightly better graphics, but it's more, again, just more like maze-like and shit. And I don't know. But, yeah, the dumbed down version of the original was fucking good enough for me. But, that wasn't up to our normal, impeccable journalistic standards, here at Grunt Free Press. I apologize on behalf of the rest of the staff. I mean, we'll try to do better in the future. I just got excited that I'm like, maybe I uncovered some little nugget of trivia I'd never heard before. And yeah, my pride get the better of me. I think it's just from Wikipedia. I was fucking, well, they're wrong, I guess, but I shouldn't have, you know what I mean? I shouldn't have fucking regurgitated that with fucking looking up a video, but won't happen again. I mean, usually, you know, as you can tell, I'm usually just perfection incarnate when it comes to that. We last left off at Death in Super Castlevania 4. Again, if you're sick of this, sick of fucking Castlevania, fuck off. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Again, podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Otherwise, fuck off. And then even if you do write a fucking email, I'm probably just going to ignore you anyway. So your choice, what you can do. So yeah, you get to death, and he fucking kicks my ass a few times, and that fucking demoralizes me, as he's wont to do. I mean, he's usually pretty tough in these games. It's almost the same deal as in the other Castlevania games. He throws a bunch of sickles at you, then he floats around the room and creates this minefield of fucking murder coming at you. You know, sickles and just him fucking swatting at you and shit. But in 4, Castlevania 4, instead of the sickles just hanging in the air for a while, and, you know, and he's just floating there and just like coming at angles that are hard to get out of the way of. Then this one, he fucking hucks the fucking things at you like real fast, just flies across the screen, and yeah, it's just like almost in like a diagonal line from him in the air to you, and it's harder to fucking react to even like see him, you know. I mean, there's less of them. I mean, only throw like 2 at a time, as opposed to, again, like in the other ones, it'd be like 4 or 5 floating in the air, just taking up a lot of space and shit. That's why it was tough. Like here, it's just fucking here they're almost like too fast to even like whip them. You know what I mean? Even with the diagonal whip attacks that you have in Castlevania 4. Instead you're better off just walking under him. Just keep walking and trying to get a hit in on fucking death, you know, jumping up and hitting him. That's what I did anyway. Not gracefully, but it worked eventually. And he has a couple other attacks that, he'll slice down directly at you, and they'll just... you just have to move out of the way. Hopefully, you just get out of the way, keep moving to the left, and fucking whip him a couple times, or he does this thing. He'll fucking land on the ground, and he'll throw his scythe. I think that's what they call it. I keep calling it a sickle because I don't want to fucking say scythe, which I think is wrong, but whatever. But yeah, so he'll fucking land on the ground. And he'll throw his scythe in the air, and it just spins around and shit, and fucking as it's doing that, like it starts like sucking you towards him as you're on the ground. So you have to just keep walking away from him so you don't get sucked into him. And then, like, you know, if you just keep walking to the opposite way until you have enough room, you can kind of turn around and get a couple hits on him. But then you have to pay attention to which way the sky is coming in. You know, it goes like goes over you at first, and it'll come in either low or high to get a jump or duck, depending which way it's coming in. And you got to be pretty precise about that. Like, you know, you got to like wait till it's like just on you so you can jump and make it. And then like after it comes back to him too, he'll jump up and if you don't have enough room between you and him when that happens, he goes back up in the air, he's gonna hit you anyway. So it's difficult as expected. I mean, the first time I got to him, I fucking, you know, just ended up dying a couple times before I fucking made it too far, and you know, used up all my lives and shit. I had to continue, and I was just assuming that I'd have to do that entire level again, you know what I mean? Fucking get killed to death, and it's like, all right, you gotta fucking go back to the checkpoint or whatever and go through the entire level again to get to him and that shit. And because why wouldn't you, you know? I stopped there. I stopped after I ran out of lives and had to fucking continue, and just, you know, took a break for a few days just playing other shit. Mainly Kingdom Come Deliverance, which we'll get to later on. I was debating like whether to just like taking a break, just doing other things, and just like, should I even like go back and try it again? And fucking I almost did it again with fucking Castlevania 4. I've done quite a few times, you know, get through fucking most of the game, and then fucking like, I'm kind of stuck, and I give up on it, and yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is with the game. It's like it just didn't have the same drive to keep playing it like it did with the first three. I mean, maybe it's because I just don't have like the nostalgia for it, you know. But then again, I mean, I played fucking the third one there, Dracula's Curse. I hadn't played it until whatever, a couple weeks ago or whatever. But I was gonna fucking beat fucking Dracula's Curse. It was the last thing I fucking did, and Yeah, that game was fucking way hotter and more fucking frustrating than Castlevania 4. But yeah, you know, again, I just had a drive for that one, and then fucking this one. I'm just every time I play it, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. I'm stuck. Tried a couple times and just kind of crap out on it. But I went back, so I go back. I fucking, you know, continue where I left off, and the game just starts you off like right there, like right at death. Like you don't have to play the level again. So That was really odd. I mean, I wasn't expecting that, but it was welcome anyway. I didn't fucking see that coming. But I'm like, oh, cool. I can fucking just like again, just keep trying the boss like right there over and over again. He is fucking difficult. I mean, I think he's harder than Dracula in this fucking game, I'd say. Directly after you beat him, it's like, you know, you beat death and then like you just go straight to Dracula. I mean, pretty much like on the next screen. And then the game saves there too, you know. So it's just fucking two boss fights right in a row, and you can just try both of them over and over again. So yeah, I mean, there's a trick to fighting Dracula, which I kind of knew just from watching other people play. So that was kind of spoiled for me, I guess. But it's just more of like a time saving trick than anything. It starts you off. You're on the stairs leading up to the fight, like, you know, again, like in the first game, kind of, or the third game too. The same thing. He's fucking like, all right, there's, you know, go up the door. There's fucking stairs right there, and you just walk up. The moon's there and shit. And again, you know, the first couple times I tried it, it's like, yo, you can just keep do what you did in the first game. We just keep walking up and down the stairs and fucking whipping the candles, and then go back down the stairs. The candles fucking reappear, and, you know, back and forth, and just keep like loading up, load up till you have like a cross and like a shitload of hearts and shit. Or, here's the trick. There's an invisible platform that's below the stairs that you can jump onto. You just kind of walk and fucking jump like right at the edge of, the platform where the stairs are, and you end up on, an invisible platform. And then you just keep going to the left, you get to like the corner of the screen, and they shower you with fucking a cross and fucking 99 hearts and shit, and then they give you the triple shot. So I mean, it's kind of the same thing as if you were just going to go back and forth up the stairs, just getting a bunch of shit, but it's just a lot faster that way, you know. Just jump here and just get everything right away. I'm just not going to fucking whip candles and go back and forth and shit, you know. So yeah, it's just more of a time-saving thing. But I mean, you get the triple shot, which I don't think that you'd get otherwise, but, I mean, that is fucking like huge. I mean, that fucking helps a lot, but, yeah, I don't know if it's like in the first game, we just had to like keep whipping these fucking fireballs and eventually that shit will drop or what, but I don't know. I just don't feel like fucking again, going back and forth up these stairs if I don't have to. So fuck it. I'm just going to go to this invisible platform and get all the shit. So, I mean, a little cheap, maybe. But, I didn't know, like, exactly how to do it. Like, again, I didn't fucking memorize. I didn't fucking watch somebody doing it right before I started playing. It's like, I think there's something here, you know what I mean? I think I vaguely remember somebody fucking doing this shit. So, I ended up killing myself, like, 20 times trying to do it or trying to get back up anyway, like back to the stairs. I couldn't figure it out. I just kept fucking dropping and dying. So, yeah, I mean, it turns out there's, invisible stairs there too, you know. I just get fucking falling to my death, trying to fucking like jump like just the right, is like down to like invisible platform like to the left, and there's like stairs down and then like another one, but you can't see the stairs. So I was like, oh, this platform is here, like I have to like try to get this like pixel perfect on a fucking invisible, you know, ledge of when to jump and shit, and get fucking falling. But yeah, it's just a fucking, you know, press diagonal up the stairs right there, leads you up. So yeah, I mean, fighting Dracula in this one, similar to the other ones. I mean, he starts off teleporting around the room, opening up his cape and fucking, you know, flashing his vampire dick at you. And, yeah, I mean, they make it a little bit more difficult than, just getting the timing down of just, all right, you know, when do I jump and fucking whip, you know. You can't just You can't just keep jumping over jumping over the fireballs they're shooting at you if you fuck up. You know, it's like, I missed his fucking head that timing, but at least, you know, I can just still jump over the fucking fireballs. Because, yeah, this time if you don't get it right, they'll fucking explode and they fucking, like, spread upward towards you, like, from the ground. Like, straight up at you, so there's nothing you can really do about it if you fuck it up, so... So, you know, you have to whip those too. So, otherwise you're going to take damage or fucking spam the crosses constantly, which I did. I mean, just fucking like spam them at his head, spam them at the fucking fireballs, take care of some of those. And, you know, one fucking cross standing, then fucking two at Dracula's head type of deal. And just fucking just keep jumping at him and fucking whipping and shit. And yeah, then I'll start doing some random shit, like these orbs will appear and fucking dance all over the screen. You have, if you have the fucking crosses flying all over the place, it's really, really not big of a deal. I mean, it's fucking, they end up fucking hitting them anyway, and just, yeah, they'll drop fucking health sometimes too when you hit them. So, again, that helps a lot. Yeah, a little bit cheap having that triple shot, but what are you going to do, you know? Yeah, then these flaming fucking skull things pop up, and then, yeah, that's when it starts to get fucking kind of dicey. They're, you know, they're slow; they float around slowly, but they have a tendency to get to, like, sneak by where your crosses are going, and they'll just get so low that it's like, all right, I can't even fucking, like, crouch and whip them. They're, like, below the below the floor where I'm standing, so he's kind of have to, like, wait and just, you know, deal with that. And then when they die, they set the floor on fire for a couple of seconds, and, you know, as that's going, again, as this is going on, like, Dracula is still fucking teleporting around doing his fucking thing, so you're kind of dealing with two things at once. And you can get backed up into a wall and fucking cornered pretty easily. So you get fucking a million things coming at you, and it can get a little bit dicey there. They need to change his form, and I think that the second form is fucking easier, I think. I mean, it should be anyway, because, you know, he'll teleport, but instead of throwing projectiles, these lightning columns start coming from the ceiling and shit. And they're telegraphed, you know. You can you can react to them pretty easily. You just see them coming. This, you know, the fucking just starts off as, like, balls up on, you know, up high, and then fucking just the lightning comes down. And so it's like, all right, you just gotta maneuver yourself so you're standing in a spot where that's safe, where there's not gonna be lightning when it comes down. So, I mean, you can, and you're trying to still jump and fucking whip his face and shit when you have the chance, but for whatever reason, I mean, it could be, I don't know, kind of like the same, like, graphical bullshit as in the fucking ceiling spikes in the game, but where it's, I swear that it looked like I was fucking, like, safe, or I was fucking, like, you know, I'm like, this is tit, you know, I've got this shit, like, not even looking at my life, I'm just fucking, like, there, I'm just kind of, my attention's, like, going from, like, all right, I'm standing in a safe spot, jumping up and whipping his head and shit, so, I mean, I'm fucking, it should be good, not looking at my life, just like, I should be fine, this is fucking easy. And, yeah, and then fucking up, dead, like, well, I'm like, dude, what the fuck, I had, like, fucking, like, half my life, and I went and started doing that stage of it. It was just, like, hard to tell, like, where the lightning's hitting, you know what I mean? Like, again, it just, like, looks like you're safe, but you're not. I mean, I don't know. Like, eventually I got it. I'm just fucking, like, I don't know. I was being more careful about being, like, directly in the center of where it would be safe, and I was fine. But yeah, that's it. I mean, there's only fucking, you know, those two stages, really. I'd say fucking Castlevania 4. I think it's one of the easier games in the series, I'd say. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I think I like it more in retrospect. Like again, then when I was playing, like, I just get fucking, like, get stuck on a spot. And I think it's because it is fucking, like, kind of easy. So it's like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, this game's easy. You're fucking just kind of going through it. And then fucking, like, you get to a spot and it's like, it's just like such a wall. Like, it's just a sudden fucking wall, you know? And then, like, fucking, I don't know, like, you bang your head against that for a while, and then, like, fucking, you know, get past it, and, like, the rest of it's fucking really easy, and then fucking up another wall, and just, you know, just kind of like, I don't know about this, then you, you know, just fucking give up. So, but, I mean, looking at it as like a whole fucking game, like when you know like how long it is and shit. Yeah, I mean, like I thought there was gonna be a lot more game after like the that bullshit with the fucking, you know, the ceiling spikes, like the fucking the dungeon level. I was like fucking like, ah, it's probably like the halfway point, you know what I mean? But there's not. I mean, fucking. You know, or like, again, like the last time I stopped, like when I was at death, I'm like, ah, it's probably death and like a bunch of shit, you know, like a whole nother level is probably going to be a pain in the ass, and then fucking like Dracula. But, again, there wasn't, it was just fucking like one after the other. So it's kind of like, I don't even say it's fucking like paced like weird, but it's just fucking like, you have like no idea like how long it's going to be until you've gone through it, which is just not really that long. And again, not really that difficult. So. It's short and sweet, you know, just like I like my women. Nah, I'm kidding. I like them black, cold, and bitter, just like I like my coffee. But yeah, let's take a break from Castlevania. Again, I'm sure everybody's fucking sick of that by now, and talk about something I don't know if I've ever mentioned on here before. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and like look, but Dark Souls, this game Dark Souls. I've heard it's kind of like a good 3D Castlevania. That's what I've heard anyway. More specifically, this might be a grunt free first for real. Talking about the Dark Souls community, not just the game itself, but I mean the people, you know, the community who plays it and shit and like streams it online. They're a bunch of faggots. They're full of faggots. The community. I didn't fucking play Dark Souls again or anything like that. I was just fucking watching Mike Batai. He was playing. He was live streaming it. I've said before, I'm not really that big into watching other people play games. I'd rather be playing them myself. I'm just gonna be sitting there watching somebody play a game. Like I could be playing, but yeah, I mean he streamed Mike Batai. I mean he streams on YouTube. Not Twitch, which, again, I never go to, I don't use fucking Twitch, so, but I'll be on YouTube looking at shit, and he plays, like, real early in the morning, usually, so, I'll fucking, whatever, I'll be watching a video on fucking YouTube or whatever, and then fucking, I'll see, like, a little notification pop up, and I see he's playing, fucking Dark Souls, and again, I'm like, fucking, like, ah, cool, you know, if I'm fucking gonna watch, like, somebody play a game, it's, like, it's fun watching, people play that game through, that for when they're doing it for like the first time anyway, again, when it's not like fucking, when it's not somebody's part of the, you know, faggot fucking Dark Souls community or whatever, who's played the game like a million times and know every secret, but then somebody's going through like, I know, or whatever, I fucking went through it like, you know, fucking 10 years ago, whenever the fuck the game came out, whatever, you know what I mean, went through it years ago, and I'm going through it again, or like, whatever, I don't know that much about it, or, you know, when they're legit going through it for the first time, it's real fun to fucking watch, so, I don't think he's ever gone through it all the way, like, he had just fucking, whatever, again, I think he played it for like a couple hours, and it first came out, and he's like, ah, whatever, you know what I mean, and he's like, I'm gonna go back and try this, so, again, I saw him playing that shit, and I'm like, fucking, oh, cool, you know, I'll fucking check that out, it should be fun. So I get in there and he's doing fine. Like he's blowing through it for the fucking most part. And, you know, he's got fucking Havel's armor on. He's, you know, going through fucking with his shield and shit, tanking through it, which, that's what I did my first time through. You know, it was fucking like plenty of defense, fucking a shield and shit, sword and like fucking whatever. Take a couple hits. He'll be good. He'll have some room to fuck up. And yeah, I mean the chat room's telling him to do all the shit that, you know, that only makes fucking any kind of sense to people who have like, again, who are part of the Dark Souls fucking community, you know what I mean, who have fucking like researched the game and played through it like fucking 50 times and watched a bunch of fucking playthroughs and looked up like builds and shit, you know, they're like fucking like, oh, you know, get this certain set of armor that you have to farm for in this fucking one area, you know, and kill that enemy 50 fucking times and hope you get a drop and whatever, or, you know, fucking saying like, oh, you're not parrying, you know, I don't, it's like, dude, I don't even know what the fuck, I didn't even know what the fuck parrying was up until like, you know, Dark Souls 3, I started like doing it of like fucking, I'll try this parrying thing, like, you know what I mean, like before it was block and roll and shit, and it's like whatever. Yeah, again, it's fucking Mike. I mean, Matai, he's fucking like old school, is, you know, brute forcing his way through it. Again, like, usually that's me. Like, that's usually what I do too. And I'm watching play Dark Souls for the first time through. I'm like, that's how I played Dark Souls. The first time through is fucking, again, like, what's the best defense, fucking armor and whatever. Just go. And yeah, again, there's like the chat and shit. They're like spoiling shit like all over the place. But I mean, that's kind of like whatever. I mean, that's expected if you live stream a game. You know what I mean? Like it happens again. It's fucking just, if it's something you really don't want to, you know, really want to fucking go through, you either get to play it fucking when it's first out, like brand new, or you just don't care or whatever. But I mean, again, it's a douchey thing to do to fucking like spoil a bunch of shit. But again, you gotta expect that. It's the internet. So he's doing that, and then fucking, like, I'm like, all right, whatever, I watch for a little bit, and then I fucking, I check in, like, you know, a couple days doing this shit, like, all week, and I'm like, all right, so I, you know, watch a little bit of that, and I check in a couple days later, and, you know, he's towards the end, and the fucking Dark Souls masters come out of the fucking woodwork, and, you know, just fucking, like hostile, like, fucking, like, oh, he's doing everything wrong, he's an idiot, like, what kind of fucking noob dies in Dark Souls, lol, you know, you know, I'm in the fucking chat, just, like, bullshitting, and they're talking about the, again, just fucking, they're all just talking about, like, the series and fucking other games and shit. I mean, it's all kind of, like, friendly for the most part, of just, like, chatting, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, fucking, whatever, Dark Souls 1 is the best level design, Dark Souls 3 is the best fucking combat, and yeah, whatever, and, you know, shit like that, doing that, but I changed that tone, like, real fucking quick. You know, if you want to get a room full of fucking Dark Souls nerds fucking, really pissed off, I just say that fucking Bloodborne isn't that good of a game. There you go, it'll fucking, like, set them off, you know, it's like fucking a fuse, you know. I didn't even say fucking Bloodborne sucked. I mean, just fucking, yeah, just what I've said fucking many times on here before. Just fucking, you know, my opinion of fucking Bloodborne, it just always fucking pisses people off, because it's true, you know what I mean? Like Bloodborne, just like vanilla Bloodborne. Especially when it fucking first came out and the fucking loading times were fucking horrible, you know, and the frame rate was fucking terrible and shit. You know, the original game without the DLC, just fucking plain fucking Bloodborne, it's not that great. Like, it's not that good of a game. You know, it feels like it's missing, like, the last third of the last act, like, the last third of the game, because it is. I mean, that's what the DLC was the last third of the fucking game. Again, if you played Dark Souls before, and you're just fucking like, oh, you know, cool, like, the DLC and the other fucking Dark Souls, like, that was, like, legit, like, DLC. It was just kind of, like, weird shit, like, off to the side. But Bloodborne was fucking just like, dude, there's like something missing here. Like, it's just fucking like so, not even like short, just fucking, it feels just kind of like small or whatever, and just fucking just like, just it feels like it's missing a third of the fucking game, and it's like, oh, here's the DLC, and the DLC is the fucking last third of the game or whatever. But, so I'm saying that, you know, just, again, not saying it's not saying fucking Bloodborne's horrible, just saying like fucking like, ah, without the DLC, it wasn't that great, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you get fucking, oh, you know, you're a fucking moron, you know, no true Souls fan would say that, and fucking, oh, you're objectively wrong, and fucking all this shit. So that went on for about 20 minutes before I fucking got bored. The people just fucking bitching and shit, so I'm like, all right, so if I just left the fucking stream, and fucking, that's when I went back and fucking, finished fucking Castlevania 4. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I do that, fucking play Castlevania 4 for, like, fucking, like, you know, an hour or two, and then fucking, you know, jerk off, fucking come back, and, you know, he's still playing the game, like, fucking hours later. I think he was playing for, like, fucking, whatever, 6 hours straight. Yeah, you know, so I hop back in, you know, hop back in, start watching. He's on the last boss, but he's, again, I come in, he's fucking running in there naked, or he's running naked, or he's wearing fucking, like, robes and shit, and he's fucking just, you know, cloth fucking armor, and he's just getting fucking destroyed over and over again, because, again, the chat's telling him fucking, it's like, oh, no, you gotta be, like, fast rolling, like, you know, it's like, normal rolling speed's not good enough, you gotta be light enough to fucking fast roll, and blah, 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 oh, you know, you just gotta learn the iframes, and, you know, again, you gotta learn fucking parrying, you know what I mean, so it's fucking on the last boss, like, that's a great time to fucking learn how to fucking, like, how parries work and shit, and just, You know, and fucking, you know, Mike's fucking, you know, I think he's like, he's part trolling, like part trying to, like, part like starting to like really get pissed off because he's fucking, you know, he's doing what they're telling him to do. And, you know, he's fucking, oh, you know, use this ring, you know, wear this certain ring and fucking, oh, wear this skirt that gives you like 5 more points fire resistance and you'll be fucking good and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's fucking running in again, fighting fucking Gwen and just dying in like 1 or 2 hits over and over again. He's fucking toast. You know what I mean? He's again, I watched like earlier, he's been fucking, he was tanking for like, you know, the whole, for like 40 hours or the fuck he's playing. He's playing his, you know, fucking all fucking Havel armor and shit, just, you know, armored out and fucking like tanking it. And, you know, but now do, you know, start doing like an agility fucking thing, you know, start doing like, you know, dexterity fucking strategies in the last boss. It's like, cool, dude, fucking awesome advice. You know what I mean? It's fucking awful. But I think I'm the hero of the story here because I'm just like watching this for a little bit and fucking, you know, I get sick of the fucking bullshit. I just write in the chat. I'm like, hey, you know what you've been doing for the entire game up until this point? Just do more of that. You know what I mean? And fucking like, and he reads it. He fucking read it out loud. He fucking started laughing and shit. He's like fucking, he was saying like fucking, dude, I'm trying. The fucking chat's like fucking bitching at me to do all this fucking stupid shit and, you know, all this fucking like nonsense. And then he switches back. He's like, all right, so he fucking switches back into what he had before, the fucking Havel armor and shit. And he just runs into the fucking the last boss. It's like, it's, you know, how he was before, fucking playing how he was before, just fucking wrecks him like the first fucking try and shit. So I'm like, all right, cool, you know, good for him. You know, he fucking, you know, beat Dark Souls. Fucking pretty good accomplishment for anybody, really. Yeah, then fucking immediately the fucking chat starts blowing up. Like, oh, you know, yeah, he beat the game, I guess, but, you know, he didn't upgrade fucking things the proper way. He didn't do all the fucking optional bosses. Oh, he didn't even do the DLC. And, you know, he didn't fucking, he didn't read all of the item descriptions. I don't think he skipped through some of the dialogue. I don't think he even understands the lore at all. And fucking, like, you know, it's fucking, okay, so it doesn't count that he beat the game. He doesn't fucking understand the lore of just like this fucking like weird, like cryptic, like story that's meant to be like not to be understood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of just like little hints of what's going on. It's like, oh, because he didn't fucking figure, like, puzzle everything out and like go on to fucking forums and read like fan theories. Oh, it doesn't count that he beat the game. It's like, dude, get fucked. Like seriously. I mean, I love Dark Souls, but fucking, yeah, seriously, dude, Dark Souls fans are fucking queers. All I can say. Anyway, back to Castlevania. You had your break. So, yeah, after Super Castlevania 4 is Bloodlines on the Genesis. This one is a tragic ending to it. I'll spoil it right now. I start up fucking Bloodlines, and you know it's another Castlevania game. But now we're back to fucking old school whipping and fucking, you know, pressing up and attack to use your special weapons, which is good, you know, that there's some, you know, you're not fucking whipping diagonally and shit and using whatever, one of the shoulder buttons or whatever to fucking use your axes and shit like that. So, I mean, there are some spots in the game where you can diagonally whip. I mean, it's kind of like awkward. I mean, you have to like jump and then do it. Like if you're in the air jumping, then you can fucking whip diagonally. But, you can like swing from the ceiling and shit like that. But, it's kind of like, it's like a half step between the NES games and Super Castlevania, where it's like, hey, you can do this like diagonal thing, but you usually don't have to. And you know what I mean? It's fucking kind of awkward to do. It's only really useful in like certain spots, but I was like, yeah, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's kind of cool. But, Bloodlines is fucking hard. like right off the bat. I mean, right off the vampire bat. It's brutally fucking hard. I mean, all of them are really, I guess, but fucking, Bloodlines is fucking notorious. I mean, I've heard it. It's looking through shit of like, you know, again, it's fucking little background things about the game. Yeah, it's been called like one of the most difficult games on the Genesis, and fucking again compared to 4, which I didn't even fucking die on that game for the first few levels. So, and that's probably one of the easier games of the fucking series. So, I think about like the second or the third stage, you're going through like an auto scrolling maze that's, you know, just fucking going up on its own. If, you know, the bottom of the screen touches you, you die, that type of thing. And fucking, it was murdering me over and over again. And fucking, you know, start using like continues and shit. You only have continues, as in you have, they only give you two of them. You have fucking two continues to get through the fucking game. Then it's game over. And yeah, I mean, every other Castlevania game, you have limited lives, and if you use them up, I mean, you know, if it's like, all right, I ran out of lives and fucking playing Castlevania, but so, you know, unlimited continues, so you just keep going. It'll send you back to the beginning of the stage, but again, you fucking do that as much as you want. So you could keep at it, as long as you want, and you keep continuing as many times as you want. In Bloodlines, they give you passwords after you beat a stage, but the passwords save like how many continues you have too. So, you know, if you get to like stage 4, you have like one life and no continues. It's like, oh, cool, it gives you a password, but you put the password and you're gonna continue with fucking, you get one life and no fucking continues. So, so it's like, you know, unless you want to like really fucking perfect like the entire game, you know what I mean? Like the rest of the game and fucking have like a flawless run, more or less. I mean, it's fucking, you may as well just be like, I ran out of continues. You're going to fucking start from the beginning almost, start from scratch and fucking, and you're doing that thing where it's fucking like, finally made it fucking past the part that's being a fucking pain in the ass, and it's like fucking like, oh shit, now I still have to play the rest of the game. You know what I mean? I have no fucking lives and like whatever, you know what I mean? So I'm fucked. And you have to do, you have to like question like all the fucking progress you're making, you know? It's like, oh, write down this password and use it, or you know, whatever. I'm on a fucking RetroPie, so rather than actually putting the password in, I was just fucking doing like a save state, like at the, when it gives you the password screen or whatever, like when it gives you the password. So it's like fucking like, I can just keep continuing here, cool, but am I just fucking myself over, you know what I mean? It's just gonna be hard from fucking here on out. It's gonna be like nearly impossible after this. So it's fucking, you know, you don't know, you know, again, I don't know how fucking long the game is. So I'm not a fan of that. I mean, it's Castlevania. It's fucking hard. It's like a different kind of hard. It's almost like fucking like shmup hard. You know what I mean? It's fucking like R-Type I was playing, where it's fucking just, You know, it's fucking like, it's like, oh, you die, you lost all your hearts and your power ups and shit, and fucking, you know, now everything from, you know, like, even like, just if you lose a life, it's fucking, you're continuing at a checkpoint, but again, you lose your fucking weapon and shit, and fucking, so it's gonna be harder from then on, and again, you have fucking this like limited lives and shit, limited continues and limited lives, so it's like, yeah, it's just gonna be like fucking like pretty much impossible from, you know, from here on out, you know what I mean? It's gonna be like just so I mean, it's just gonna be like a fucking downward spiral from there. So it's fucking like, should I just fucking restart and like try, you know what I mean? Just try to do a little bit better and fucking get here with more shit or what? It's almost like the complete opposite of the Castlevania standard, which is fucking like, oh, you died, well, whatever, man, you just keep trying and trying, I guess, till you fucking figure it out and you get through it. You know, and because he, you know, because of those fucking unlimited continues and shit, they can make the game fucking as hard as they want. You know, if they can make it fucking absurdly fucking hard, but you know, you can run into some bullshit, and you will. Which is, you know, again, fucking Castlevania game, you gotta run into some spots where it's like, dude, what the fuck? You know, it's like a trap or something, and it's fucking like, oh, I had to figure that out, and like whatever. It takes you like 10 fucking tries, but you'll get it eventually. You're fucking like, all right, it, you know, seems like you can't get past this, and like, all right, now I get the pattern, and So, I mean, like doing that's no big deal. Again, it's fucking, the worst case scenario is I fucking start off, like, a little bit back. I mean, you have to replay, like, you know, maybe 5 minutes to try it again. But, then Bloodlines, you miss a jump, or, you know, you get a fucking, you know, something hit, you get knocked back into a pit. And it's like, dude, that's like, you're just losing that life like that. It's like, dude, that's not just like, ah, it sucks, I had to try it again. It's like, you know, that's a fucking, like, huge setback, you know? It's, I was starting to get, like, legitimately, like, pissed off, like, playing it. It's like, cool game, but it's fucking infuriating, you know what I mean? It was like, dude, I don't know if I'm down for this. I'm just fucking, like, perfecting, like, this from, like, start to finish, like, type of deal. It's like, I don't know if I have, like, you know, I just had to, like, stop playing it. Like, you know, after restarting the game, like, 3 or 4 times, and, like, trying to get better and better, it was like, I don't know if I have this in me to, like, play, you know, this kind of fucking... Again, perfect this fucking type of shit. I stopped. I mean, if I go back to it, like, I'm probably gonna have to, like, cheat my way through, like, use passwords that I find online that is, like, you know, like, I'll get to a stage, like legit, and then fucking, like, oh, if I run out of continues, like, whatever stage I'm on, like, I'll, you know, just use a password that, like, sends you back there with, like, whatever, 2 continues and shit, or whatever. I'm sure there's more than that, and, you know, multiple continues, and then at that point, I can play through it like a fucking normal Castlevania game without, like, that artificial difficulty. Again, it's just not like fucking, oh, that's fucking what all the old games were. All the old fucking Genesis and, like, Nintendo games and shit. It was like, yeah, most of them were, but again, that's not, Castlevania never was that, you know what I mean? It's fucking just doesn't feel right. So, again, otherwise, it'll just be fucking weeks of playing the same fucking stages over and over again. Again, like, pretty much start of the game till up to that point where I'm fucking up. So it's just like, I don't know, fuck that. You know what I mean? I've got better things to do. Play Castlevania Rondo of Blood. That's the one that was on the PC Engine CD or TurboGrafx CD, whatever. Rondo of Blood, I mean, that's a fucking proper fucking Castlevania game. You get 2 buttons, fucking unlimited continues, and fucking, you know, as soon as I started playing, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fucking down with this shit. And, yeah, it's fucking way more advanced than the ones I've been playing, like, up to that one, up to fucking Rondo. It's fucking, again, in this current obsessive fucking run of Castlevania games, where it's like, oh, no, I can really tell. It's, you know, again, I started from, like, the NES to fucking whatever, Genesis, Super Nintendo, and it's fucking, like, a CD, like, TurboGrafx fucking CD. It's just like, whoa, I can fucking, it starts off with a fully voiced, like, fucking long anime cutscene, somewhat animated, but anime, so, you know, I repeat myself, anime, barely animated. It's in Japanese, so I have no fucking idea what they're saying. I mean, there's an English translation out there, but well, whatever. I mean, fucking, it's like, yeah, it's all, again, all in Japanese. I think I get the gist of it. I mean, fucking Belmont, Dracula, they fight. I mean, I think we've been over this now. So, Yeah, I mean, the graphics look fucking amazing again, like compared to, like, the, you know, 16 and the 8-bit games and shit. Like, you know, it still kind of looks like a 16-bit game, for the most part, with, like, the sprites and shit, but I mean, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of fucking, like, snazzy effects and shit, like, laid on top of that, where, you know, it's like, you know, fire in the background, and some of the details in there, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like, they definitely couldn't do this on, like, Super Nintendo or Genesis, again, compared to, like, again, I'm not a big TurboGrafx 16 or whatever, TurboGrafx CD player. I never fucking owned one in real life. I had to fucking say, you know, I have a Sega CD and shit. So it's like that kind of, like, oh, you know, it's fucking, doesn't, like, most of the games don't look like a huge, you know, huge step up, like, graphically, but it's like certain things are like, oh no, that looks, definitely looks better. Like, you can never fucking pull that off on fucking, like, a cartridge type of deal. yeah, I mean, yeah, and the sound and the music, too. I mean, it's fucking CD quality. I mean, that used to be a buzzword, if you remember that. Oh, CD quality sound. But, yeah, you can definitely tell the difference. I mean, the voice work and the fucking sound effects and the fucking music are just, like, super clear. I mean, again, comparing to, you know, little voice samples, something like Genesis or, like, you know, Super Nintendo or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, they go nuts with it, too. I mean, you'll fucking... you face a werewolf fucking boss guy, and, you know, he'll fucking does, like, this dramatic fucking entrance where he'll be in the background, like, fucking, like, you know, framed in front of, like, a full moon and shit. You see him, he's fucking, you know, gets up fucking on his hind legs and shit, and just fucking, like, starts, like, howling, like, real loud, and it's fucking just, like, you can just tell, it's just, they have a whatever MP3 or whatever, you know, a voice sample they plugged in there, and it's fucking, you know, sounds fucking cool. Again, something that would be fucking really impossible on not CD, you know, CD quality. Or, you know, or you're fighting fucking death, and he'll fucking start, like, talking to you and, like, yelling at you and shit, like, as you're fighting him, and, you know, yelling Japanese stuff. I mean, fucking Japanese death. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just fucking that classic fucking gameplay, you know, classic fucking Castlevania gameplay. Just, you know, time your whips and your jumps and fucking figure out the patterns and fucking die a lot, but continue as much as you want, unlimited continues. I mean, then they have, like, the other shit too from all the games, pretty much, like the previous games, where, you know, you can swap out two different characters, but you have to find them in, like, hidden in the levels first. So, you know, you'll whip a candle, you'll get a key from it, like a key will drop. You're like, what the fuck is this thing? You know, I mean, it goes in, like, your special item slot. But then you have to, like, hold on to it. You can't, like, if you, you know, something else drops, like a knife or, like, holy water or whatever, and you have the key and you run over it, like, fucking that, you know, we'll swap out where the key was. It's kind of cool they do this too, though. It's not like fucking, I think all of them besides this one, where if you grab something that you don't want, you know, it's like, say, like, oh, I want, like, the holy water, and then a fucking, you know, whip a candle and a fucking whatever knife falls out of it, and you walk over the knife, it fucking just, like, automatically, like, switches back, you know, it switches to fucking the knife. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I lost the fucking holy water. That sucks. Like, I remember, if I go back, I have to remember, like, not to whip that candle and fucking grab that thing. This one here is, like, fucking, like, it'll give you time to, like, decide what you want to do. So it's the same thing, like, you know, I have the fucking holy water, I fucking walked over a knife, and the fucking, the holy water will like, drop, like, it goes, like, behind you or whatever, fucking, you know, just, like, drops out of your character. And I was, like, sit on the floor for, like, a few seconds, and you can just be like, all right, well, I wanted that. So you can just, like, walk over it again, and then, like, fucking, like, all right, now the knife will fucking fall out. You know what I mean? Just sit on the floor for a few seconds, and you can decide, you know what I mean, if you did it by accident. It's pretty cool. I like how they did that. Yeah, so yeah, you have, like, these keys, and then, you know, so it's, like, fucking, like, all right, I just have to hold on to the key until you find, like, a locked door. And, yeah, then you use the key in front of it, and you go in there, and, you know, and fucking, you know, the one I did, and you find this, there's some little girl there that fucking joins you, and they show some, like, a cutscene or whatever of you fucking, like, rescuing this fucking little girl, and it's fucking, all right, you can, you know, if you can just play as her now, if you want, you can fucking, again, the cutscene, I have no idea what that was about. It's in fucking Japanese, and fighting fucking Japula over here, So, yeah, it's cool too. I mean, you can just, when I say swap out, is again, it's not like fucking Dracula's Curse where it's like, I'm like, all right, so we have these characters, you know, one character at a time, you fucking hit the select button and it fucking, you know, just swaps them out or whatever. It's this is like fucking like, all right, you go back, you know, whenever you die or whatever, you go to the menu and it's fucking like, all right, it's cool. It's a fucking ridiculous. I mean, again, I say like, oh, it's awesome. It's awesome compared to like the older ones where it's fucking like, all right, we just got to like go in a straight line. This one, yeah, if you go to like the menu, is, you know, they have like a save thing there. It saves all your progress and shit and just, and then they have like a stage select right there. You just pick whatever stage you want to play. And then they have a, and you just do like character select. So you just fucking go like, whatever, right? I'm going to fucking pick the chick and, you know, pick the little girl and fucking play through a level now. And, you know, just do it right there, swap it out and fight. It's fucking cool. Yeah. Rondo of Blood's a fucking great game. I mean, I think, yeah, it's probably my second favorite Castlevania, I think, just behind the original. And, yeah, this was the first time I played through it. So, you know, again, it's not like there's any like nostalgia there or anything like that. You know, it calls back to the older ones quite a bit. So, I mean, you benefit from having played. If you played the older ones, it's like, oh, cool, you know, I recognize that again. But it's not like it doesn't go like overboard and like try to like change the formula or just like completely just copy and paste. Like, oh, here's the same thing with just better graphics and shit. Like, there's different. You know, it's just more of a taking bits and pieces of everything, just putting them into fucking this one. Because, I mean, like, again, I've been playing through all these, and, like, you know, the games are all different to various degrees, and just, you know, Rondo of Blood just takes, like, bits and pieces of each of them and makes like a best-of Castlevania game, almost. And they're doing, like, you know, callbacks and fucking mixes it up just enough so, you know, like, on the second to last level, there's a boss rush from, and that's, like, pretty much the entire level. So it's, again, like Dracula's Curse had that thing where you had to fight like three fucking bosses in a row, but at least, you know, they kind of realized like, oh, it's ridiculous to do like after you like go through like an entire level and like whatever. So this is just like the entire level is all it is, just a fucking boss rush. And you're in like a single room and you're fighting like fucking most, the most like famous or like iconic bosses from the older games, one after the other. So, you know, the first one's like a giant bat, like, you know, the first fucking boss from the first game, then fucking Medusa from the, you know, then you fight fucking Mummy and, you know, Mummy, and then fucking Frankenstein and, yeah, but they don't just fucking like recreate like, oh, you know, remember this? Remember fighting fucking like the vampire bat or whatever? Like, you know, each of them, they all fucking act differently. You know, they have different attack patterns and shit from the other games. They're all, you know, they all fucking look amazing. And then you fight like a magician at the end. So that's something new. Or I guess there was a magician, I guess, in fucking Bloodlines maybe, but that doesn't. I wouldn't count that. I wouldn't count Dracula that. So you do that, like that boss rush, and then, the Dracula fights, like right out of the original one. But again, they just kind of like improve it a little bit. So, so it's like, yeah, you know, I was saying before, you know, they don't make you go like up and down the fucking stairs to grind for fucking hearts. Like, you can't even do that in this one, but they actually save, like, you know, there's a couple levels in this where you have to like backtrack a little bit or like go like down a floor or whatever, and it just remembers like fucking, you know what I mean, it's not like fucking like, oh, it's just gonna respawn if you go off screen and go back or whatever. It's like, no, it remembers if, you know, if you kill an enemy, it's gonna stay dead like no matter what and shit. So yeah, on the Dracula fight, it's like, oh, nope, just fucking, you just go up the stairs and fucking they just give you a bunch of hearts and shit, you know, a bunch of hearts, a fucking cross and like whatever, and fucking it's actually an easier fight. I'd say probably the easiest one out of any of these, I think, of these older ones. Aside from fucking Simon's Quest, but I mean, I think that shit was just fucking like broken and shit. Yeah, you know, he does, you know, you fight him, he starts doing the teleporting thing, and you still have a. Yeah, you still have to do the thing where, you know, you jump, you fucking whip his head and shit, but. I think the timing's like much more forgiving in this one in Rondo of Blood than before. He's not, again, like fucking that first one is just fucking like so, like, you gotta be spot on. I think this one just gives you more of like a leeway of when you can actually hit him. And they kind of like subvert that, you know, of what, you know, like what he's going to do. So it's not just fucking like, all right, you get a jump and whip and then fucking like stand and whip a fireball or whatever. And, it's like, oh, I know if this, again, you can hit his head pretty easily, but if you do like that almost like split timing, like just right, if you hit him like just the right time, you end up like dropping down as you're whipping. So it's like, you know, you whip his head and you fucking like, you know, drop in at the same time, like right at the right spot. You can hit him and then fucking destroy like all of his fireballs like on the way down in like one attack, you know. So, and then like every third teleport or so, like it'll start fucking like throwing these orbs at you that you have to like fucking like back up a little bit and then like duck under the first one, and then like the second one comes, you jump over that, and again, it's just all timing, I guess, and fucking, you know, it's just like once it clicks, like the last fight's not really hard at all. And yeah, he only has one other form, you know, he has two forms, and the second one's the giant fucking demon, like, again, like straight out of the fucking original fucking Castlevania. And yeah, you know, he's not that fucking hard either, and he's fucking, you know, he jumps towards you like slowly, and as long as you're near his foot when he starts jumping, all you have to do is just fucking run under him pretty much, and you're fine, and yeah, just fucking, you just keep jumping him and nailing him in the head and shit, and you know, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there's multiple endings to the game. Yeah, I'm guessing it's, you know, depending on what characters you rescued and what's, you know, I'm sure there's like secrets and shit you gotta find and maybe how many continues you use and shit like that. But yeah, the one I got, like the cutscene looked like fucking Dracula got away. He turned into fucking like orbs or something and like floated off. So. I'm guessing that's one of the bad ones. I mean, I don't know. Again, there's fucking, it's like the cutscene's going. I can't speak fucking Japanese, but I'm assuming that it's fucking like, oh, it looks like he got away, I guess. So at least that's a bad ending, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, I was really fucking impressed with Rondo of Blood. I mean, I'm really fucking glad I played it. It's just the right fucking balance of like difficult, but yeah, they give you good checkpoints. You know, better music and fucking graphics than the other classic ones, you know, the older ones I've been playing. Yeah, it's just a fucking really great fucking Castlevania game. It's fucking, like, really, again, really fucking glad I played that rather than fucking killing myself with Bloodlines and fucking wanting to fucking kill myself. So, so yeah, then you know, fucking beat that. I'm like, ah, cool. And then fucking, like, you know, it's like, yeah, while I have the fucking Raspberry Pi on and shit, and like hooked up, I'm like, ah, all right. So I did that, and yeah, let's play through Contra. Fucking did that twice, and just because fucking Contra, and yeah, you know, I really think that's the perfect game. I've fucking played through Contra like dozens of fucking times. I mean, it only takes like 10 fucking 15 minutes or so just if you actually like do good and fucking go through it and beat it and shit. And yeah, it's still fucking intense like every single fucking time. And you know, it's just it's a blend of like memorization and like reaction of like react, you know, like fucking twitch shit, you know. So it's fucking just like, all right, you gotta know like what you're trying to do, and then like fucking like, oh, there's some fucking random enemies popping up, or not really random, but it's just fucking like, oh, I took like a, you know, a second here, and then like, oh, an enemy spawned and now there's a bullet coming at me, I gotta fucking react to that. So you can't like turn your brain off and just go through the motions to fucking to beat it, you know. You have to be in the zone the entire time, just completely focused, no matter what. And yeah, I mean, the game fucking rewards you, and you know, when you do really good, you start fucking like racking up points, and it's like, oh, you know, you get extra lives, then you can easily, but then it's like fucking like, oh, cool, you know, it's doing good, and it's fucking just almost like a domino effect of fucking like, oh man, I fucking blew through that stage and fucking, you know, killed a, you know, fucking one life and just murdered a bunch of guys. Like, oh, you know, my score is fucking racking up, and all right, here's an extra life and shit. And then like, oh, there's another one and another one. You know what I mean? So you end up like fucking like six lives playing through it when you're doing good. But then like, you know, he can easily fuck up, and you know, like the opposite can happen, where it's fucking like, oh man, I fucked up my flow, and he started like losing them all. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Again, I played through it like a dozen times and shit. Oh, why is this happening? It's fucking like, so just like one little thing that fucking threw you off, and you just like, losing one life after the other from like stupid shit. So, and then like, yeah, you know, you get the spread gun, which is the best, obviously, but then it's fucking, but then it's like, ah, you know, you can't be like completely fucking relying on it. You know, again, you can't like fall apart how once you lose it either, because you know you can do fine with fucking, it's like the rifle, like the starting gun they start you with, like you can use that the entire time and do fine and fucking play through the whole game like that if you want. Again, it's not like fucking like R type or whatever, those other shooters where it's fucking like, oh, I died once and fucking lost my power up, so I might as well fucking restart from the beginning or whatever. It's like fucking like, it's like, nah, you always have a fucking chance to fucking dig yourself out of whatever hole you're in, you know. Just fucking like, I've starting gun is fucking enough to play through the entire game, so whatever. Just fucking the other shit's just gonna make it easier type of deal. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's my Contra. I mean, that's my fucking favorite game, like, period. You know, there's not much else to say about it. I just like to play it every so often just to make sure I don't lose my touch, and you know, just to make sure I'm still alive. Ugh. And then there's Kingdom Come Deliverance. Dimpanis, Dimpanis come down. So I've been playing this game for, I don't know, 40 hours now, and I don't know, like, really what to make of it. It's pretty rough. I think I've gotten used to most, like, the graphical issues and, you know, the game's fucking quirks for the most part. Yeah, I've actually gotten a lot better at lockpicking. It's, you know, as like, this, your skill increases, and it's like, all right, I'm fucking just getting better at this fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Fucking following this circle or whatever. I took a perk that makes it so the picks last a little bit longer. I think like last like twice as long. So, I mean, that helped too. So it's fucking like, all right, now you have a little bit of leeway, and it's still not a good fucking mini game by any fucking stretch of the imagination. But it's like, all right, I could kind of unlock some shit after a couple tries. But yeah, I mean, as I get deeper into understanding how the systems work, it's just one of those deals where, like, the obtuseness of the game draws you in, where you start playing, you're like, fucking, like, wow, it must be a really deep game, because look at all these fucking stats and effects and shit, and there's, you know, there's pages and pages of fucking lore you can read, and, you know, a lot of it is fucking, like, straight, like, just real-world fucking history of, like, the 1400s and shit, the Cumans and the fucking, like, whatever, Bulgarians, whatever the fuck they are, Hungarians, wherever we are, Europe, somewhere. Should probably read it, and I know a little bit more about it. But so it's like, yeah. So it's like, dude, they really put, you know, you can see, like, oh, they put care into their research in this, and it's like fucking like, yeah, you know, fucking something. I'll dive into that, and I'll learn it, and fucking read it all when I have fucking time. That'll be cool for like a break after, like, you know what I mean, playing through, like, doing a bunch of shit in the game, and just fucking like, oh, I made some progress. I'll fucking like, just like, oh, I was sitting in a corner, so, you know, I was sitting in a corner and just fucking open up the menus and read through all this shit. That's cool. But yeah, I mean, you can buy these you know, books like in game, right, and fucking. Again, so some of it's like lore and shit, and then, but reading certain ones, you can increase your skills, and it gives you buffs, and there's a reading skill, in the game, like, you know, it's reading, like, in and of itself, of, like, your character reading, so you start off at zero, and if you open a book, and you start going through the pages, you know, start flipping through the pages, the words are all scrambled, and they make no fucking sense, and you can't read them at all, and then your character's not getting any benefit from it, and again, you just can't read it, 'cause it's just fucking scrambled words, scrambled letters and shit. But but yeah, you go to a trainer, and you do a quest to learn how to read or whatever, and now it's fucking like, all right, so you have like whatever one skill point in reading, then you start, you know, then you start like going through the books, and it looks like you're dyslexic looking at it, you know, it's like, oh, you can understand it kind of, but like some of the words are like flipped backwards and the letters are all kind of mixed up. So yeah, that's like really cool. It's like fucking like, oh, that's neat they did that. It's fucking like really good attention to detail. They fucking went through went through all their fucking books, and like again, like any book you look at, they scramble it up like that. So, but then on the other hand, it's like, oh, that's cool. Fucking again, they took the time to do all that shit. Then I'm going through my inventory, you know, as you constantly do in the fucking game, you're always fucking inventory management, and the horse's inventory, you can switch. It's like different tabs or whatever. It's like your inventory, the horse's inventory. The horse can carry like however much. And yeah, I noticed the horse's equipment that he's wearing, fucking that degrades over time. You know, like your clothes and shit. You know, the saddle, the fucking horseshoes, the fucking reins or whatever. And yeah, they all have their own durability meters, and it says. You know, then fucking somewhere I'm reading, you know, it says, you know, if you let that go, you let that shit deteriorate for too long, like they'll break and the horse won't be able to carry as much and shit. And fucking like, oh, I don't know, the shoes break, like he's gonna run slower. So it's like, I don't want that. So yeah, I'm wondering what fucking shopkeeper, you have to like take those two to get them fixed. You know what I mean? Like, would it be like going to a tailor to get the fucking saddle fixed or whatever, or go to a blacksmith, or maybe like an armorer for the fucking horseshoes or what? So I'm trying to go to all of them, just hitting up all of them, fucking again, just, you know, fucking with the, fucking around with the inventory, you know, transfer the horse gear, open the inventory, you know, horses fucking, you know, tack or whatever, transfer all that shit over to your character, and then fucking it's fucking real heavy, like the saddle and shit, it's like real heavy, so you carry that, it's fucking, it over encumbers you, and you can't like run and shit. You just gotta have to do it like right, you know, right at the fucking the shopkeeper you're talking to, and then like go back and forth. But so it's like, yeah, you know, you put that in your inventory, talk to the shopkeeper, and you know, it's getting no option to repair any of that shit. So go to a different one, do the same thing, still nothing. It's fucking like, maybe, you know, maybe you have to like repair them yourself or what, like, I don't know. So, so I buy like every type of repair kit there is there, fucking tailor fucking kit, blacksmith kit, cobbler kit, all the shit. And fucking, it's like, all right, so now again, transfer the shit over to me, and like, I try to repair it with each one, and fucking nothing. Yeah, I can't do anything with any of them. So I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, all right, maybe I should just go to another town. Like, maybe people in this town like aren't skilled enough to do it, or what, or just don't have the option. Maybe there's like a separate fucking horse fucking armor repairer somewhere. Like, I have fucking no idea. So, you know, maybe there's fucking like specialists who can do it. Like, who knows? So I'm fucking, it's like, all right, so go to another town, look around. It's like no luck there either. Just fucking wandering around, fucking go to all the shops and shit. And I see there's a couple fucking horse traders on the map, so it's like, surely that's got to be. I mean, the fucking horse traders, they get a fucking repair of shit, right? Nope, they don't do it either. So, so that's like, all right, so I got to fucking figure out what the fuck's going on. So I check online, and apparently you just can't repair your fucking horse's gear. Like, the durability fucking numbers will go down, and then I'll, you know, again, if it drops too low, it's like fucking like, oh, he can't carry as much fucking weight. But then to fix that, you just fucking unequip his shit, his tack, and then fucking you get it and you put it back on him, and it just fucking repairs it, just resets it, I guess. So I guess they never finished that system. That's fucking what it was. So that's how they dealt with it. Awesome, you know what I mean? It's fucking wasted a bunch of time, like an entire day, like trying to do that shit. That's great. And then like some of the perks you can get in the game, they're just fucking useless. They just cancel themselves out. The game's fucking really slow with progression, which, you know, I think my main level's at like 10. I've been playing for like 40 hours. I'm like level 10. Which is fine. I mean, they do the fucking the Morrowind thing where you have to do shit to improve it. So, you just fuck, if you wanted to, you just fucking run around in a field like a fucking maniac for days to increase your vitality or whatever. Or you just sit out in the fucking woods for days and fucking like just hunt fucking rabbits and shit. You know, start hunting and fucking get your bow skill up and your hunting skill. You know, I fucking punched a rabbit and fucking knocked him out. That's pretty funny. Like, But yeah, I mean, I like that. I like that system. I'm just fucking like, all right, you're doing shit, and it's not just fucking like, all right, you got a level now. Fucking like, you know, allocate your fucking stat points and like make your build. It's fucking like, now you gotta like do shit. Like, and as you do it, it fucking, you know, improves the stats that you're actually using. I like that. Like, pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, then like, you know, every like couple levels you get perks and. The perks, yeah, I mean, there's, again, they just, like, cancel each other out. Like, they reminded me of the old fucking Fallout days, when I was obsessed with fucking, like, Fallout and shit, and I'd go on forums and make up, like, perks, you know, like, like, yeah, just be, like, little forums and fucking discussions about, you know, make a perk and shit, and blah, 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 and, you know, people would just fucking, like, you know, do, like, shit, like, goofy shit, and, like, whatever, and just, yeah, but I'd some of the ones I would do would be like fucking the perks that are in like Kingdom Come, you know what I mean? Like I don't know what I would do, like fucking, you know, Come Dumpster. It's a perk you can get, and it's like, you know, plus one endurance point, but minus one intelligence point. And then like, you know, people would try to explain to me that fucking like, dude, that's just like a useless perk. I mean, you're just trading off like equal amounts for no fucking reason. You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, oh, you gained a point here and lost a point there. Like, why'd you even take that? You know what I mean? Like, fucking, this, no, you could have just added a point into, like, the other one. You know what I mean? Like, what you want to do before, you know? And people would try to explain that to me, and it's fucking, you know, that it's fucking, and you know, I'm like, yeah, I know, I was just, like, thought about it for a while. I'm like, oh, no, I get that now, you know what I mean? But fucking, Kingdom Come is like that. It's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, this perk, you get plus two strength, but minus two fucking charisma or whatever. Or it's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you can run for, you know, your stamina fucking will drain 50% slower, but you run 50, you know, you run fucking, whatever, 50, you know, 50% slower or whatever. So it's like, I don't know. It's just fucking, it's trading off shit equally. You know what I mean? It's just not worth taking fucking any of those. Like, why would I even do that? It's fucking stupid. You know, you can just fucking build up your strength or your charisma, you know what I mean, as you wanted to, and not lose, you know what I mean, not lose fucking something else that you had to build up and get back. So it's just like, I don't know, it's fucking stupid. Yeah, you know, so I just end up like skipping a lot of them, or just taking like the boring ones, like fucking, like, I don't know, carry 15 more pounds, or fucking, you know, get like a stat boost if you're outside of fucking cities or whatever. Yeah, it's just, you know, just so many fucking like useless ones. They're just fucking like, oh, those are really dumb. Like, nobody really thought that through. Thought that fucking through, did they? So it just seems fucking kind of amateurish, I guess. So yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of the side quests. I mean, I've barely fucking touched the main missions, as I usually do. It usually happens in these games. Yeah, I mean, the side quests are fucking, like, all over the place. I mean, like half of them are just fucking, like, fetch quests, or, you know, or just go here, talk to this person for a little bit, then come back to where, you know, you got the quest and fucking talk to the original person again. Like, that's it. Or, you know, or there will be a fucking, there will be a fucking, like, huge distance between the people you have to talk to, and, you know, and I get it to a point, like, they want you, like, crisscrossing, like, going, like, town to town and crisscrossing the map, and it's fucking, like, oh, I found, like, a place of interest somewhere, or a camp somewhere, or whatever the fuck, as it was, like, walking through the forest to get to the place. I was like, oh, I may find somebody out in the middle of nowhere that fucking gives you a quest in the fucking woods, or, like, whatever. But yeah, I mean, all the shit that you're doing is all fucking like time dependent to like get them to like trigger, or to like to talk to somebody. You got to talk to somebody like a certain time of the day. And yeah, I mean, they never seem to fucking line up very well. Like what you're doing, like fucking, it's like, all right, so the quest giver sends you across the map, but I mean, that's fine, because they fucking, it's like, all right, well, send me to this fucking town that's across the map, but they've all in there, you have fucking like three other things I can do in that town anyway that I'm going to. So hop on your horse, you fucking spend 20 minutes getting there, and it's fucking, you know, it's in the afternoon when you fucking get there, and you know, one person and that you're trying to like complete a quest with, like, tells you, oh, you know, come back in the morning, then, like, you know, talk to another person that you can fucking talk to, and, oh, come back in, like, 2 days or some shit. And then, like, somebody else is fucking locked inside their house, and, you know, one person's sleeping. So it's fucking like, all right, so now what? You know what I mean? What do I do now? I mean, do I go somewhere else in the fucking meantime and fucking try to do something else and come back later? Or do I just fucking, like, wait here and waste a bunch of time trying to fucking talk to these people? Hope the fucking quest doesn't break. I think I had like three fucking quests that were all fucking marked out. Like, I'm following, fucking going to the markers and shit. And they're all, you know, three of them are just fucked up in one way or another. It's, you know, one guy's telling me he wants a book from somewhere, but they don't mark where it is. They have to get the fucking book. You know what I mean? And then fucking, it's just fucking like the marker, the quest marker stain on him. And he's like, all right, well, what's this quest? You check in, it's fucking like, oh, go get a book from somewhere. Not him. You know what I mean? Like, where are we supposed to go? Like, not really even give me a fucking clue. It's just saying, like, fucking, oh, go to the monastery. It's like, so what's the monastery? Is that, like, a certain specific place in a certain town? Is it the church in this town that he's at? Because I'm looking around. There's nothing really I can really do there. It's like, dude, I have no fucking idea. No idea where to go. And I say, oh, somebody else wants me to find him a fucking treasure. And again, fucking no marker. No marker of where to go. I'm like, fucking, again, looking at the quest log, and it's fucking just like, follow his fucking verbal instructions. And it's fucking, I don't know, dude, like, that was like fucking like 20 hours ago. I have no idea what the fuck he said, dude. I have no clue where the fuck that is. I can't talk to him again or anything. So I look it up online, and the fucking is just, what I can tell is fucking the sequence of events that I like chose to like do that certain quest just broke it. I think I found the treasure maybe before I even fucking talked to him. So, and because of that, like, now it's just fucking, that quest is just fucking like broken. And then it's like, oh, not another person I need to talk to you just fucking won't talk to me at all for some reason. It's fucking, you know, it's fucking hours you spend traveling all over the place, and it's fucking, this guy's just not going to talk to you. Like, he's just fucking, like, broken or whatever. Who knows? Just hours and hours just fucking riding around a horse and fucking nothing. You know what I mean? It's cool. Another one was fucking, a monk wanted me to weed his garden. So, yeah, I literally had to fucking just go to, like, this square fucking fenced off area with all these plants and shit. And then, like, one by one, I mean, just being careful to only pull up the fucking, the weeds, you know what I mean? That the ones that he wanted to fucking pull out, have those pulled out, but not fucking touch the other fucking, what he wanted to save and fucking do that. And, you know, and just looking at these fucking textures that aren't that great. He says, you know, staring at these fucking, this 2D pixelated garbage for, like, half a fucking hour. Combing through all of it, it's like you're really weeding. It's like a weeding simulator, you know. And fucking, it's like, I'm just looking at this like mess of pixels. Like, fucking, it's like, I can still see yellow here. Is that a dandelion? It's like, oh no, that's just like a smudge that's supposed to be like a leaf or some shit. You know, it's like, I'm just fucking like half an hour of that. It's like, dude, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this? This is fucking like so boring. And then I'm like fucking like, all right, dude. So I'm pretty sure I got them all. Again, just like crouching down, like staring at the ground, like walking and shit. Just, you know, looking and just fucking, just like, dude, I'm pretty sure like all the shit's pulled up that fucking could be pulled up. But there's still like, the quest marker is still highlighting that. You know what I mean? The quest is still saying weed the garden, and fucking, you know, it's like a yellow circle around the fucking where I am and shit. And it's fucking like, dude, like what? So I start like moving up a little bit further. It's like maybe something, you know, another garden over I'm trying to do. Like maybe it's the fucking road near it and shit. I'm just fucking, dude, again, it was wasting a shit ton of time just doing the stupid shit. Still highlighted. So, what you have to do, it doesn't tell you. You have to go fucking go back to him and talk to him, and there's no marker. It's just fucking like, oh, when you think you're done, go back to this guy. It's like, oh, you gotta remember where he is and fucking go back to him, talk to him, and fucking like he walks over and like inspects your work, and then he's like, oh yeah, good job. He gives you like fucking like five pieces of gold or some shit. So it's fucking something stupid. So yeah. I mean, some of them are all right. Some of the side quests are okay. Like fucking, I did some fucking, I followed these three old ladies into the woods who were practicing witchcraft, and they took some fucking drugs or something and thought I was Satan, and they fucked me or some shit. And so, you know, just the quest like ranged from like, really like out there and like goofy, like, you know what I mean? Like slapstick shit, or just fucking like incredibly fucking just dull fucking time-consuming fucking bullshit. So, yeah, they're all over the place. So, yeah. So, yeah. My last fucking play session, right? yesterday. Yeah, I played the game for like 2 hours yesterday before I fucking got off, right? 2 hours, right? So fucking, it's just fucking, you know, an old whore wanted me to fucking go steal some shit from her ex-husband. So, I suck at stealth in the game. I just think that the stealth's pretty bad in the game, period. But I'm fucking, or plus, I, you know, it's something I don't want to do anyway. So, she's like, all right, go steal this shit from my ex-husband. So, I just fucking just go in there and I just like choked him out and his wife choke her out. And fucking this unconscious on the floor and just fucking just like stole all their shit. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty fun and funny that I could do that. You know, just fucking drop him, steal this shit and fucking like ride off my horse and bring it back to like an old horse. Like, that's pretty fucking funny. So I do that, and then fucking it's like, all right, next thing is they have to fucking travel the entire map to find a treasure that somebody hid under a dove coat tree. And that's back at the town that you start the game in, Scallops. And now, you know, you go back to the town, and it's fucking ransacked, it's on fire, there's fucking dead bodies everywhere. But, yeah, you know, it's like fucking, it's like, oh, you know, the area, it's like, all right, so it's in this town, but then again, the quest mark of like the area where the treasure could be is just like they just give you like a circle around the entire fucking town. So yeah, I go in there, go find the fucking dove coat tree, and this fucking like in this entire town, and it's like, all right, so I'm just kind of like running in circles around there, like fucking looking at under every tree that I see because I don't know what the fuck a dove coat tree is, and then the fucking the game doesn't tell you at all. I have fucking no idea. So yeah, again, I was wandering aimlessly for fucking 20 minutes, fucking no luck. I'm just like, dude, I have fucking no idea. Again, it could be anywhere in this entire fucking town, dude. I have no idea what the fuck this is. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'm just going to fucking look it up online. You know what I mean? It's not even look at a video of somebody getting it. It's not even under a fucking tree. It's just in a random spot on the ground somewhere. It's fucking just like, I would have never found that. Like, no way in hell. Like, there's nothing to indicate where it is, or what a fucking dove coat tree is. So we get the treasure, and all this is like 50 gold in the fucking goblet. I mean, there's no like follow up quest or anything that popped up. I mean, it might be later, but it's like, just like, dude, what the fuck? All this is like, you know, 50 fucking gold and like, again, some fucking goblet. So I'm like, all right, what the fuck, dude? So then I'm like, so then I travel a little ways up north from there. It's like, all right, well, while I'm here, there's another fucking quest I can like advance. You know what I mean? I have to go do some shit in that area, find a priest in the woods or some shit, and you know, then it's just fucking, oh, find the priest in like this circle here. But I ended up doing better than that. It was probably like only like 5 minutes of wandering around. It's fucking like, all right, I hear him, I found him and shit, talk to him. And then it's fucking like, all right, now go return to the town where you got that quest for him, which is, again, it's probably, you know, 20 minutes away of riding and shit. So, like, all right, whatever, fucking I'll ride back there. And fucking, again, I've been playing for like 2 hours. I'll just fucking, you know, ride back there, turn that in, fucking, you know, rent a room or whatever, go to sleep, and it'll save my progress. I'll be done, like, whatever, I did some shit, that's fine. So I'm riding back, and then fucking somebody starts, like, attacking me, and I'm like, all right. So I'm like, there's one dude, random dude out here, like, whatever, dude, fucking get off my horse and start fighting him, and fucking, like, I'm not doing much, like, doing very well fighting him, but he's not, you know, I'm like blocking all his shit too, so it's fucking like, all right, whatever, let's keep doing this for a little bit. And then fucking I start getting hurt, I'll just back out and pull my bow out and shoot him in the face, I guess, is the way you fucking get fucking cheese combat pretty easily. But I'm just fucking like, all right, just trading blows them back and forth. Again, he's fucking blocking my shit, I'm blocking his shit, and just you know, I'm just fucking like, yeah, this will be good for my warfare and my combat skills anyway, if I do this for a little bit. And then fucking, and then somebody else fucking comes out of nowhere, runs up, and he starts getting fucking involved in the fight. And I'm trying to like switch targets and fucking like starting to get fucking like hit and like injured and shit. And I'm like, fuck this, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I'm fucking like, all right, whatever, dude. Fucking start running away and fucking calling my horse and shit. But so I start getting like hit in the back. I'm like, all right, just keep running. And then fucking I stumble into this fucking like this camp or this town that's fucking just filled with fucking bandits or whatever the fuck they are. And they just like surround me and fucking like murder me and fucking shoot me with arrows and shit, and I die. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking whatever, dude. I don't know what the fuck that was, but again, at least I did a bunch of shit beforehand. I'm like, all right, well, I wonder where my last save was. You know what I mean? They had a fucking auto save somewhere after like doing like all those steps and those quests and shit. So reload the last save, continue, and it's like, oh cool, it's like the entire fucking 2 hours is gone, like the PlayStation, it's just what I did, you know, and it's that's fucking fantastic, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, I just shut the game off and fucking disgust. It's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, we should have been smarter and like saved or whatever. It's like, yeah, cool, well, the fucking the game maybe could fucking do like an autosave after you complete, like, again, after you complete like steps towards like quests or whatever. Like, you think that would be a good idea? Maybe. The only time it saves when you do that shit is like when you start a fucking quest. It's fucking, it's like, you know, you pick up a quest from like a quest giver, it'll save then. And then like hours later, it's like, I don't know, it's fucking ridiculous, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I keep fucking like seeing these fucking positive reviews for the game, and it looks like they're just fucking like reviewing like the story of the game, like the main fucking plot line, you know what I mean, the critical path, and not the game itself, like that, like the fucking majority of the fucking game, you know, just like, oh, let's go cutscene to cutscene and shit. I know that's how some people play these games, but again, it's just mostly just the main path is just fucking, I was doing is fucking just mostly cutscenes from my experience with it, you know, cutscenes, fucking dialogue, and then fucking like, oh, then, you know, people are probably just like fast traveling, like point to point, and fucking, again, I'm not a fucking fast traveler in these fucking, if you're making an open world game, you need to make the world fucking interesting enough that you don't want to fast travel, you know. Otherwise, what's the point? I mean, I don't think I've ever fucking fast traveled in an Elder Scrolls game or, you know, or the Fallout game fucking, you know, from 3 on, like, I never fucking fast traveled at all. So, yeah, I mean, if you're just going fucking cutscene to cutscene and fucking fast traveling in between and fucking, like, reviewing that, so you're pretty much just fucking reviewing a movie, more or less, you know, not the fucking game, so. So, yeah, again, I just don't know what to think about fucking Kingdom Come. I mean, I'm still playing it, so there's that, but I think if there was something better out right now, I'd fucking drop it in a fucking heartbeat. And there is some shit coming out on the horizon. Fucking Far Cry 5, Sea of Thieves, fucking baseball. Plenty more Draculas to kill too. So, it's like, I don't know, dude. It's like, dude, I want to like this fucking game like so much, but it's fucking, it's like, ah, dude, I just don't know if I can do it. So I don't know. We'll see where the winds take me. Hopefully they'll take you to gruntfreepress.com if you're lucky. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And yeah, I mean, I'm absolute deicide vampire killer MD.